Hello and welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. Today we check in with some high school students, some of them seniors getting ready to graduate, to find out how they are faring in these difficult and uncertain times. During our virtual meeting, I was truly inspired by their courage and can-do attitudes in the face of change and challenges brought on by the COVID-19 crisis. Welcome to Elizabeth, Katrina, Grace, James, and Cooper from Copper Hills High School. It's really fun to see you guys. We miss students, that's for sure. And it's a real honor for me to get a chance to chat with you about what your experience is. I'm going to ask you first to just introduce yourselves a little bit.
So I'm Cooper Mandel. I'm a senior at Copper Hills High School. I'm the SBO president over there. I like watching SpongeBob and watching basketball during my spare time.
There's a lot of SpongeBob going on, but not much basketball. That's too bad.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth. I'm a junior at Copper Hills High, too. One of my hobbies is writing and reading as well, and I'm the service leader of Latinos in Action.
Fantastic. Has Latinos in Action been able to do anything over the dismissal? It's tough.
It is tough. It's a club that is centered on service, and we just say, like, do something that you don't normally do at home, do something that you're usually asked of, but you're not asked at that time.
The service has been focused on things that you can do at home.
Yes.
Great.
Hi, I'm Grace. I was the Foreign Language Sterling Scholar, and I'm president of Academic Decathlon. Some of my hobbies are just reading and drawing and writing, like Elizabeth said.
Did you get to finish the Academic Decathlon season before all this happened?
Yeah, our state was the first week of March, so thankfully we got to finish our season.
Boy, just in the nick of time.
Yeah.
And in what language were you the Sterling Scholar?
Mainly Latin, but I had a little bit of Spanish and Greek.
Okay, great. James.
Hey, I'm James. I am the president of National Honor Society, and I was also the training director for the business and marketing club at the school, and I love playing guitar and just hanging out with family.
I like playing guitar as well. Have you been able to develop some chops over the break? Have you had a little more guitar time?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a lot easier to get in practice. So.
Then we have Katarina.
Hello, my name is Katarina McAllister. I am the choir president at Copper Hills High School. I'm a senior. I'm a member of the Madrigals, and I love reading and doing theater and everything artsy as well.
So all your theater performances are monologues right now.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, it's hard. You're all involved in activities that have been diminished and changed because of this dismissal. And I really appreciate your taking the time, and I'm sensitive to the huge impact I'm sure this has had for you. Seniors in particular, you've seen a high school classroom for the last time.
I think it's pretty crazy, especially since the last time I saw and I was with my friends and teachers. I didn't know it was going to be the last time. I don't think I've fully come to terms with everything yet. Yeah, to never go back into a high school classroom again and not get those same experiences that we would have any other year.
So how does that feel, Elizabeth?
It's strange, for sure. I love being with my friends, and I love being in the atmosphere of the school. Like, it's something, my education is something that I worked really hard for, and just being there for my friends and then them being there for me, like, it's such an incredible experience for me to be at school. So knowing that the last day that I was there is kind of sad, and I'm kind of sad that I didn't really savor it as much as I should have or would have, but I mean, we have to make the best of it.
That's a good way of putting it. You know, you have to kind of savor it when you're in the moment, and people my age tell people your age that all the time, but it's difficult for all of us of any age to really live in the moment and to really appreciate where we are and what we're doing. Cooper, how does it feel not to be going back into a high school classroom as a student again?
Well, at first it was really weird for me. Like, when I heard the news yesterday, I was like, well, that sucks, you know. The end just happened like that. There was no send-off or anything. Like, no one knew it was going to be the end. But, like, I've been scrolling through my camera roll, and we got 3 quarters of high school, which, you know, we missed out on an entire quarter. But just the memories that we made, I think it's better to be grateful for those rather than envy the ones that we didn't make. So, like, yeah, it's really sad for me that I couldn't still be there and be making more memories. But the ones I've made already, like, overcome, like, my expectations. And that's just how it's going to have to be for me.
It's a great focus just to be positive about the opportunities you've been able to enjoy. And I like the way you put that. It's partially the fact that you didn't know the end is coming. That's what made it difficult in a lot of ways. James, how are you feeling about the fact that high school classes are over for this year?
I think it's tough for sure. I mean, obviously. I think for me there's a big stress because for me going into college this fall, it's like a, you know, a big life shift. And it's really stressful to think about that. And so I think that last quarter of high school, it's kind of almost like a transition, you know. And I think it's difficult, too, because I think school is a lot more than education to a lot of people. For me, I'm taking a lot of concurrent and online classes. And so the switch was really not that difficult for me to go all online. And so I think one of the biggest changes is just, you know, being able to interact with people, having that social aspect, having something to break up your day. I think that's been hard for a lot of people to miss out on. So,
have you been able to continue with your concurrent enrollment classes okay, or has that been disruptive?
Everything's on Canvas, so it's relatively easy to access assignments and stuff like that. I think the biggest thing that's kind of typical is for classes like chemistry and biology. I kind of relied on those in-class lectures to get a lot of information, and I know the books can often be really confusing, so it's nice to have that instruction time to be able to really understand the material. And so to not have that is kind of a more difficult part of the concurrent classes. It makes it harder just preparing for finals and stuff like that, but in terms of being able to just continue on with the classes, it's been pretty smooth. So,
Grace, how are you feeling about the end of a senior year that came unexpectedly and means that you are not going to be entering a high school classroom as a student again?
I don't think it's fully set in for me yet because it happened so quickly, and there was the hope that we might come back before the very end. So I'm just trying to process it, but I'm, like Cooper said, like, I'm proud of the memories I made and the things that I was able to accomplish for those first 3 quarters. And I know I'm going to keep in touch with my teachers and the friends that I've made. So I'm just looking on the bright side and thinking about all that I accomplished and learned in my high school career, even though it's over now.
I love that perspective. And I do think you're at a great point where you can say to yourself, okay, I'm going to stay in contact with friends. I'm going to stay in contact with teachers. And when you're my age, you'll be glad you did. I can tell you that for sure. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, students talk about how digital learning is going. And we find out if these bright young minds have any advice for parents trying to help with at-home learning.
I'm Stephen Hall, Director of Jordan Education Foundation. In today's challenging and uncertain times, it is more important than ever to support one another. Here at Jordan Education Foundation, we invite you to join in providing food for children so they are not hungry. Each $10 donation to the foundation will help us feed one student for a weekend with food and hygiene supplies in principals' pantries at Jordan District Schools, depleting and in high demand. Every financial contribution made will help us to keep these pantries filled for students who would otherwise go without. The Jordan Education Foundation exists due to the generosity of people who care about kids and teachers. If you would like to donate to help kids from going hungry, visit jordaneducationfoundation.org or contact the foundation at 801-567-8125. Thank you. Together we can make a difference.
We are back visiting with some amazing students from Copper Hills High School. Elizabeth, tell me, what advice would you give parents who are trying to help their kids get through this school dismissal?
I know for sure, for me at least, I'm an early bird, so I was very determined to just wake up in the morning and get ready and go to school. So that was very simple for me, and I know for some people it's not. I think what my parents have done is just sometimes give me space, but at the same time, they support me. They tell me, okay, take a break. Like, it's okay to take a break, even though you're not actually in school. Cause for me, I try to do all my assignments and just try to do it as fast as I can. But at the same time, they do give me that determination to be okay, it's time to go to work. Like, it's not time to go to sleep or to be on your phone for 4 hours.
Cooper, what advice do you have for parents who are helping their kids navigate through this school dismissal?
I personally think parents shouldn't take it hard on themselves, and they should just be there for their kid, because the home right now is the biggest place for healing, because that's where you're stuck. Like, friends and stuff like that, texting them, like, I know me personally, texting my friends just makes me miss them a lot more. And but family, that's who you're around. So I think just helping build relationships even stronger in the family, like through playing board games or like going on a walk or anything like that.
Thank you. Makes a lot of sense. Katerina, what advice would you give to parents who are helping their students navigate the school dismissal?
Something that my family has done, I have 3 younger sisters, one in middle school and then 2 in elementary school. And something that's really helped us and our family is each of us have created a list of individual goals for each day, and then one or two for the week itself. We each have work on schoolwork, and then we all play the piano, so practice piano, and then do some sort of exercise, take the dog on a walk. And so far it's worked really well. It's been wonderful to have a checkoff list every day. We can say, oh, we've read today, we've done our schoolwork today, and that sort of thing. And then we also try to do at least one thing as a family, go on a walk, play a game, watch a movie together at least once a day.
Great ideas. Walking the dog feels better than ever.
Oh, yeah.
James, what advice would you give parents who are trying to help their students through this dismissal?
I was just pretty much going to say the same thing. I think it's important that parents find that balance of understanding, but still giving a schedule, still being there for support, like saying, hey, it's okay to take a break, or saying maybe it's not the best to be on our phones all day long. Maybe we should have a little bit of a schedule. Maybe, let's go out for a walk today, or, hey, do you need help writing that essay? I think kids don't have as much support with teachers, so it's really important for parents to try and be there as much as their kids to help with learning.
I am so impressed with your answers. This has been great. This is awesome. I really appreciate it. How has online learning for you been individually? Katerina?
It was a struggle at first, but I feel like it's gotten progressively better as the students and the teachers have all kind of gotten used to it and learned how to do it. I have 2 AP classes, and so those have been difficult ones to do, but thankfully we were close to the end of our curriculum anyway. I feel like all of the teachers have been very persistent and really care for the students and don't want to give them too much work, but also want to give them just enough. I know I have one teacher who, whenever I turn in an assignment, he goes in and he comments on it, and I feel like that gives as much as a personal connection as it can be right now.
Thank you. Grace, how has online learning been for you?
Kind of like Kat said, like, we need that, like, connection, and I've had that connection with some teachers during this online learning, and it helps. It helps a lot. Like, I really enjoy those teachers who put up a video of themselves just explaining the assignment, asking how we are, because I think that's really important. I really, I feel a lot better, like, when they ask us how we are and, like, how we're doing, like, do you need anything? And it's just, like, it just leaves that discussion open for us to be like, oh, yes, I actually do need this. I don't understand this.
James.
But I think, like Grace said, looking for those different opportunities that this has brought us, I think that this has been a big opportunity. While we have lost that quarter of, like, transition to college, I think this is a great opportunity for kids to become more, like, self-sustained in, like, their learning and taking on things by themselves and not having to have, because college is different, you know, where it's not as much as, like, the teachers looking over you or looking over your assignments, making sure you're on track. Like, there's definitely more of that, that, like, self, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but just kind of, you need to take those on by yourself. And I think this has allowed kids to kind of develop that way. So I think that's been good to kind of take on that self-initiative to learn and be engaged from home.
So there's been a level of independence and maybe self-motivation that's been cultivated.
Absolutely.
By being forced to switch abruptly to online learning.
Yeah.
What do you miss most about school during the dismissal?
Definitely waking up at 6 a.m. for me, it's just, I feel like it's just been a little, for me, I've been staying connected with most of my good friends, you know, but I found that I miss just kind of like what you were talking about, those like acquaintances, and not even just acquaintances, like you can have really good friends that you don't always hang out with a ton out of school, but like you kind of rely on school to like see those friends and engage with those friends and talk and laugh and just even like joking around with teachers. And, you know, there's just some teachers that were really good, just friends to students. And so I think those little things I miss too.
Elizabeth, what do you miss most about school during the dismissal?
I would say my friends. I do miss them. That's a big part of school. I think just like, it's even a part of like the learning structure at school. Like we have open discussions with our tables. We go and interact like to see if this person has new ideas or just even to complain about something like in the class, just being like, oh goodness, this is hard. Do you think this is hard? Or like, can you help me? Like, I think it was very nice to have people to lean on.
Cooper, what do you miss most about school?
Like, honestly, with the theme, like, I miss the relationships with people, like students, teachers, and everything. Like, you know, social media is one way to stay connected and all that, but it's kind of hard because when you're at school, you have the opportunity every single day. If you want to make a new friend or meet someone new, you have that opportunity. Like, you just have to step a little bit outside your comfort zone, go meet someone and all that. But on social media, you don't really have that many options. Like, your followers are your options pretty much. And it's definitely harder. Like, there's a lot of teachers I would just go and talk to about life or like friends that I've only seen at school who like don't have social media or anything like that, that I'm probably never going to see again, which is really sad for me. And just the fact of not being around everyone, like not doing an assignment and then just talking to your friend about what they put. And then even that moment of realizing you put the wrong thing and then, you know, having to stress out about that, like everything about it, it's just independent and having even the opportunity to do something new every single day. Like, hey, there's a lacrosse game going on after school today. I could go to that or I could go home, or maybe I could go see a movie with some of my friends today or something like that. Just the opportunity of like how limited life has become compared to what it was when school was in.
Yeah, when you put it that way, what I realize is there are a lot fewer choices you get to make during the day. And you just have a lot of choices in high school and a lot of things that you get to decide to do, and that's not the case when you're at home learning online. The other thing you pointed out is that social media is a chance to connect, but that's with some of your closer friends. When you're in high school, you're surrounded by people you know. They may not be close friends, but there are a lot of acquaintances and a lot of people you know. Stay with us. We'll be right back to find out what the class of 2020 wants everyone to remember about them, the legend they will leave behind in these unique times as they prepare to graduate.
Please join us every week for Wellness Wednesday. It is a feature on the Jordan School District website that offers free and simple tips for improving your health and wellness. We cover a variety of topics like reducing stress, better eating habits, and finding more time to build better relationships. Check out Wellness Wednesday every week on the Jordan School District website at jordandistrict.org. For additional health and wellness resources, visit wellness.jordandistrict.org.
Welcome back as we continue our conversation with students, sending a message of hope. Are there things that you're telling yourself when all this is lifted and social distancing is not required? This is what I'm going to do differently. This is how I'm going to change. Elizabeth.
I know one thing what I'm going to do when I come back to school. I'm going to hug my friends and just squeeze them to death. I just know, like, I will cherish it so much more. Like, I'll cherish my education so much more and just take it all in and just know that I am very blessed to have these people around me and to have the education I have and just to have all these things for myself and to just benefit me. I think it's just something that I really want to cherish so much more.
Katarina, what are you going to do differently when social distancing is lifted?
It sounds kind of cheesy, but just cherish everything that much more. Like, I didn't realize how fast something could be taken away until it all happened. And just cherishing your relationships with people, and even though, like, I kind of like what James said earlier, joking about waking up at 6 a.m. I did not enjoy that, but I would give anything right now to wake up at 6 a.m. and go to school if it meant being able to see everyone again and have some sort of normal in my life at this point.
Well said. Thank you. Cooper, what will you do differently when social distancing is lifted?
I was in a state where I was taking life for granted a lot. Like, everything that was given to me, I was just taking for granted, like, oh, you know, it's all right. Like, that's just a normal thing that happens, when I don't realize, like, how many people don't get that. Like, what we're being robbed of, like, some people never even got the opportunity to be a part of. Like, how we got robbed of extracurricular activities. I'm sure there's some kids on, like, other continents and stuff who don't even get something close to that kind of an opportunity. And I think just like how much I was taking it for granted. Like, some days I would just be like, my sleep is more important than going to school on time. And so then I just sleep in an extra hour, which, like, looking back, it wasn't worth it because that just made me more tired. but just not taking life for granted is the biggest thing. Like, everything's closed down. Like, I never realized how much I'd want to just spend a night with my friends and just hang out, even if we weren't doing anything. Just being around each other would be nice, when there were so many times that I chose just not to because I wasn't in the mood, when I should take it for granted.
James, what are you going to do differently when social distancing is lifted?
I think a big thing for me is just with college coming up, I've been really stressed about, like, oh, you know, how am I going to do in college? College is you know, if it's tons harder, and am I going to be able to pass this class, and, you know, am I going to be able to make as many friends as I had in high school? And I think just the biggest lesson I've gotten from this is, like, it's been a big curve and a big learning curve. But it's just kind of shown me that, like, we can do, I mean, it sounds cheesy, but obviously, but, like, we can do hard things, and that we can adapt as seniors and, you know, as juniors, and we can adapt to our situations and find a way to make the best out of what we have. And so it's been, you know, it's been, as I've gone through the process, it's been brought a lot of comfort to me knowing that, you know, I'm going to be okay, you know, I'm going to find a way to, you know, make the best out of my situation, so.
Yeah, James, I think that makes a lot of sense. Adults, students, parents, I think everyone's going to come out of this stronger and with greater capacity and maybe even surprised at what we're able to do.
Absolutely.
Well said. And Grace, what are you going to do differently once social distancing is no longer necessary?
Friends and I, we've created like a shared Google Doc called Post-Quarantine Bucket List. And we're just listing all these things that we want to do or have wanted to do. And a lot of the things are things that we said we would do for months. Like, we're like, oh, we'll do this eventually, because it really felt like we had all the time in the world. And this experience has shown us that we don't always have as much time as we think. And after quarantine, I'm going to take all the opportunities I can to spend time with the people I love and, like, do the things that I want to do and not waste time waiting for the right opportunity, just doing things when I want to do them so that I can get everything I want to do done.
I love the idea of a post-coronavirus bucket list.
Yeah.
And as soon as we're done, I'm going to start my own. I have a mental list, but I'm writing it down. That's good advice. Elizabeth, What's something good that has come from the school dismissal?
Personally, is getting closer with my family, honestly. I have this time to be with them, and I think I should make the most of it. I know that my mom, like, works at during the night and just, like, mostly during the day as well. My dad during the day. And, like, I never had that individual time to spend with them as well. So I think I'm able to give that time to them now. Same with my little sister. She follows me through. She's 5 years old. I'm doing my homework, and I feel so bad because sometimes she comes up to me. She's like, oh, come play with me. And I'm like, I can't. I'm doing homework. I'll play with you afterwards. And then the next day, she was right next to me. And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm doing homework. I'm getting good grades. And, and I thought it was the cutest thing. I was like, oh. And, like, it just, like, it warmed my heart, because I know, like, as an older sister, like, she follows my every step. And I just want to be that good example for her. And there are times, like I said, like, I do need that break, and she reminds me of that. So I think getting closer with my family is a big thing.
Katarina, what's one good thing that has come from the school dismissal?
Like Elizabeth said, I really feel like I've been able to connect with my family on another level and become closer to them. Because I'm a high school senior and I'm involved in a lot of different things, I was usually not home after school, and when I was busy doing homework and catching up and staying on top of all of my different classes. So just to be able to spend time with them every day and, like, be there for my little sisters and for my parents and just be able to connect with them, it's really been good to experience, and I feel like it's brought my whole family closer.
Thank you. That's great. Cooper, what's one good thing that's come from school dismissal?
Just being around my family and really appreciating the time that I may have missed by hanging out with my friends instead is what's been amazing for me.
James, what's one good thing that's come from the school dismissal?
I'm just going to keep on the same thing, obviously. Family. Have that time to spend with family that I normally don't get because they're just far away. So that has definitely been a huge benefit for me.
Grace, what's one good thing that's come from the school dismissal?
The best thing that's come out of it for me is, James talked about it a little bit earlier, but just developing my time management skills and learning how to set a schedule for myself and follow it. Because I've been in school my whole life and I've been told this is when you go to school and this is when you go home and relax and this is when you do homework. And for the first time, I've had to do that for myself and decide when I'm going to do work and when I'm going to relax. And I think it's gave me some very valuable skills that I'm going to have to use a lot in my future going into college and the workforce.
Okay. One word you would use to describe the class that you want the class of 2020 to be remembered by?
Perseverance.
I think persistent.
Legendary.
I think just adapting.
I would say resilient.
It's been inspiring for me to talk with you. I am so impressed with your perspective. I really appreciate your taking the time to talk through your experiences with me. After talking with you, it's evident all of you are stronger because of this, and you have great things ahead of you. And I have every confidence that you can adapt to anything that gets thrown your way in the future. Take care, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My sincere thanks to Elizabeth, Katrina, Grace, James, and Cooper, all students at Copper Hills High School. You truly are an inspiration to all of us, and I'm incredibly proud of your resilience and positive approach to education and life in general. I would also like to thank all parents supporting student learning at home. We know it has been and will continue to be a challenge. Parents, students, and teachers are overcoming obstacles to get the job done. For that, I say thank you. And thanks to all of you for listening. And remember, education is the most important thing you will do today. We'll see you out there.